This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. To President Bush, Iraq is part of the broader war on terror. To Senator Kerry, Iraq is a distraction from the war on terror. In the campaign's final days, both men are repeating that essential difference. They're also seizing on any small issue that can make a headline and possibly affect the voting. NPR's Don Gagne is following the cross-country debate.
Iowa is used to seeing presidential candidates in the fall, but it's usually the fall before the Iowa caucuses winnow the field of primary contenders. But this autumn, as the colors on the trees start to fade, the weather turns colder, and the geese overhead fly south, Iowa matters in the general election, and it's just the two-party nominees here slugging it out with dueling events in different cities. John Kerry in Waterloo and President Bush in Mason City.
We're in the midst of a global war against a well-trained, highly motivated enemy, an enemy who hates America for the very freedoms and values we cherish most.
We are fighting two wars. And we will prevail in both. In Iraq, because the president's miscalculations have created a terrorist haven that wasn't there before.
And Kerry offered specifics to counter Republican charges that he has no plan for Iraq. He said the Bush administration's failures there include the inability to adequately involve the Iraqis themselves in securing the country.
Here's what my administration would do differently. We will treat the training of Iraqi security forces as the wartime emergency that it is.
The president, meanwhile, used his speech to highlight a new attack. He cited a recent New York Times interview in which Kerry was asked how 9/11 had changed him.
He replied, "It didn't change me much at all." And this unchanged worldview becomes obvious when he calls the war against terror primarily an intelligence and law enforcement operation.
What Kerry really said in the interview, beyond that one line the president quoted, was that the 9/11 attacks accelerated and confirmed in him the urgency of doing things that he already thought the country needed to do to protect itself and to deal with terrorism. Context that President Bush left out. After Iowa, the president also made campaign stops yesterday in Minnesota and Wisconsin. John Kerry has been racking up miles in all three states as well. Traditionally, these states are thought to focus on domestic issues, the economy, farming, education. But political scientist Larry Jacobs of the University of Minnesota says Iraq is also important. He says it's not an abstract issue in rural areas in these states.
And some of these communities, you can just point to the houses up and down the block where there's someone who has served in the reserves, who is going to be serving in the reserves, and people who are thinking of no longer serving in the reserves. So the issue of Iraq is a very down-home issue out here.
Also yesterday, there were a handful of other issues suddenly swirling around the campaign. One involves the president's national security advisor, Condoleezza Rice. She has an unusually busy schedule of speeches, many in swing states, before the election. Traditionally, individuals in her position try to stay above politics and do not campaign. The White House says Rice is not campaigning, merely accepting invitations to speak around the country to discuss foreign policy. Also yesterday, word from conservative televangelist Pat Robertson that he warned President Bush that war in Iraq would be difficult and cost many lives. He says the president responded by saying there wouldn't be any casualties. The White House says Robertson's recollection is wrong. And finally, there's John Kerry's wife, Teresa Hines Kerry, who issued a formal apology yesterday after saying in an interview that she doesn't know if First Lady Laura Bush has ever had a real job. Hines later said she had forgotten that the president's wife had been a school librarian. As the campaign heads into its final days, we can expect to hear more sharp exchanges about the issues, both great and small. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.